This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Milky Monday, Lee Milky's guest this week, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski.
Dave, we've seen some indications that dairy product demand is faltering. We got to look at May's commercial disappearance. Are our suspicions justified?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's hard to really know, though, Lee, because we're lapping over last year, which was lapping over the COVID year, right? 2020, or the lockdown year, we'll call it. So, you know, all these numbers are a little janky, I got to be honest with you. But ultimately, if you look at it and you take it for face value, cheese disappearance down 1.4%, American cheese disappearance down 6.4%. Butter was up 1.3%. But if you look at relative to last year, you know, 2021, cheese disappearance was up 4.3%. So we're down 1.4%. Is it really anything to write home about? It's maybe reflective of a little bit of a slower demand period here in May and into June, which I think the markets have kind of reacted to some degree, still have very high prices. But bottom line is, you know, at least spot cheese has come down a little bit, and so has some of these futures contracts. So the main point, I guess, I would look at is to say dairy product demand by this latest domestic disappearance information is chugging along, but at a slightly slower rate. And it's related, I think, you got to go back to price increases across the board, whether that's food service or at retail. And certainly, I think the retail folks have seen the biggest price increases most recently. Food service has been dealing with that all year.
And of course, the government came out with some pretty scary inflationary numbers last week. That's certainly going to impact dairy product demand as well.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, you know, prices move to a point where people finally walk away and say, I'm not going to buy these items or whatever it might be, or they change behavior. You know, the nice thing about dairy, obviously, is that it's a pretty ubiquitous staple food product. So if we lose some ground in some areas, we may gain some ground in other, maybe cheaper areas of dairy. So demand ought to stay somewhat intact. But we are going through a bit of a dearth right now. I think if we look out the next 6 to 8 weeks, we'll probably start to see demand start to pick back up domestically, just as buyers gear up for the holiday season.
Dave Krzyzewski, StoneX Dairy Group Broker in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. We talk about taking care of our animals during these hot times, but what about ourselves? Leslie Olivares is a health and safety specialist at UC Davis.
And I want you to imagine you're driving in the freeway. A car will have a lot of different ways in which it will tell you when something is wrong. Smoke can come out. It'll start making a noise. The check engine light will turn on. Our bodies work in a very similar way. So first, let's understand how heat illness progresses. So it'll start with something very simple, not that serious, so dehydration, and then heat exhaustion. Then it can progress to heat stroke if we ignore those symptoms. About half the people who get heat stroke die. So that jump from heat stroke to death can be so short depending on the person. It's really important that we interrupt this cycle from the very beginning. So starting at dehydration, the moment you feel dehydrated, or the moment you feel thirst, you're already dehydrated. A lot of people wait until they're thirsty to drink water. But if you're doing that, that means that your body is already lacking water. So it's important that you drink enough water throughout the day so that you never actually feel thirsty. And so heat exhaustion, these are the symptoms. So dizziness, headache, sweaty skin, weakness, cramps, nausea and vomiting, and fast heartbeat. So a lot of people, they'll be working out in the heat and they'll say, well, it's really hot. Of course, I'm going to feel a little bit sick, or yeah, I'll have a little bit of a headache. But although these symptoms don't sound like such a huge deal, they really are something you should pay attention to. Sweaty skin, fast heartbeat, weakness. So a lot of people will say, well, I'm just really tired. It's really important to pay attention to this combination of symptoms. And so if you start to notice you're getting heat exhaustion, what should you do? So number one, stop working. Two, inform your supervisor if you're not the farm owner or whoever it is. Whoever is supervising you, make sure that they know. And then go to the shade, rest, drink some water. And then don't go back to work until you actually feel better. So if you were to pull over to the side because there's smoke coming out of your car, you would wait until it's cooled down before you get back on the road. You wouldn't wait while it's still smoke coming out of it actively. So you want to see your body in the same way. You're going to wait until you feel better before you go back to work.
Nice reminder there from Leslie Olivares, health and safety specialist at UC Davis. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.